Okay, today's daf is Maaser Sheni, daf Beis. The second daf here in Maaser Sheni, and we are on Aleph Amid Beis. Aleph Amid Beis, the second to last line. We are speaking about the Isser of selling Maaser Sheni, as that was the first halacha. We started yesterday, Perek Maaser Sheni. And Perek Maaser Sheni starts off with Ein Mocher Noso. You're not allowed to sell Maaser Sheni. And the Gemara said, at the beginning of the Gemara, that Mantana, on the beginning of Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara said, Mantana, this must be like Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Meir Shita, the first time this has come up in this Pesachta. Rabbi Meir holds that Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoha, so it must be his Shita, that's why you can't sell it. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would be able to sell it based on a Kavachomer. Based on a Kavachomer. Just one Ha'ara, I didn't mention some of the Achronim note that the language of the Gemara, Ein Mochron also, it didn't say Mama Gavo, it said Bebesha Kasub Bo Kedusha. So if that's the explanation, if we're saying now, according to this opinion, that the Mishnah is according to Rebbe Meir, that Meiser is Mama Gavo, what do you have to say because it says Kedusha? Just say, because it is Mama and Gavoa. So the answer might be, that's exactly what it's saying. Right? Bebesha Yishba Kedusha means because it's Mama Gavoa. Mama Gavoa, it's connected to Kudshim. So it's exactly, that's exactly the yes, the answer. According to the other opinion that Beshem will see a little bit later, if the Mishnah is according to Rabbi Yehuda, so then you'll understand that line a little differently. That even though it's Mamon Bailim, it still has Kedusha written by it, and therefore it should be treated appropriately. So based on what opinion you say about the Mishnah, that will determine how you understand that line, the second line of the Gemara, Mabnesha Kasuv Bo Kedusha. Okay, so the Gemara quoted a Kal Vachomer. Got a Kal Vachomer that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the one would be able to sell. And the first Kal Vachomer that we tried to bring is from Truma. We tried to say, if Truma, which is Chomor, which is Aser Lazarim, you're allowed to sell. So Maaser Sheni, which is Mutar Lazarim, surely you should sell. But then we say, wait a minute, Maaser Sheni has a Chumra that Truma does not have. You have to eat it in Yerushalayim. So no, Bikurim. Bikurim has that Chumra, and yet you're allowed to sell it. So therefore you see would not be a reason not to sell it. So the Gemara says, no, Bikurim has a different kula that Maaser Sheni doesn't have. So again, maybe Maaser Sheni is different. The Gemara says, Shvius Tochiach. And the Gemara says, you can't bring a Raya from Shvius. So at the end of the day, the Kal Vachomer was knocked out at this stage. We knocked out the Kal Vachomer from Truma. So now, the second to last line, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah on Aleph Amud Beis. Man Tanei Mochon Asor Meir. Another try. Another try to suggest that our Mishnah is only like Rabbi Meir. The earlier try was anonymous, and this is Rabbi Yirmiyah. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah. Matani Mechonos Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah that says you're not allowed to sell Maaser Sheni is following Rabbi Meir's opinion. Brumrik Rabbi Yudin, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, Bidin Hushi Mutal Macher Mikavachomer. You should be able to sell it based on a Kavachomer and the following Kavachomer. I saw recently about Kal Vachomer, just a Ha'ara, a fascinating Ha'ara, based on a B'nai Yisachar. Rabbi Bernstein writes this in one of his Sfarim on Parshas Baal Oscha. Right, we know in Baal Oscha, it's one of the places in the Torah that there's a Kal Vachomer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses a Kal Vachomer because Moshe Rabbeinu is davening to heal Miriam, and he says the shortest tefillah on record, Kel Na Rafan Allah, and Hashem answers, Vayomar Hashem Moshe, Va'avia Yerok Yerak Befaneha, Haloti Kalem Shivas Yamim. Hashem says to Moshe, what if her father would have spit in her face, right? She would at least be embarrassed for 7 days. So here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets upset, and there's a Tosfos that says that he's like the mother and the father, so really should be even more, right? 14 days, Chazal say. But, you know, Dayo, so at least 7 days. Tisagir Shivas Yamim, Chuz Abachna V'yachar Teyasef. So the question that's asked is, based on him, he quotes from a Magad and Mizrich. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing in a Kal Vachomer for? What, this is a Beis Medrash. This is a hospital room. You know, Miriam's sick. Moshe's like, can you please heal her? Hashem starts giving him a Kal Vachomer. I need a Kal Vachomer for. Just say, heal her or don't heal her. You want to wait till heal her? So say, I'll hear her in a week. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to quote a Kal Vachomer? What kind of Beis Medrash is this? So he quotes an idea, must be from earlier sources, that we know there are Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, and there are Yud Gimel Midos Shatar Nidreshes Bohen. Right, the Rabbi Shmuel Omer that we say in davening, or hopefully that we say, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, B'shloshes Amidos Nidresh Bohen, and then we have the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. And there's a parallel to each other, the B'nai Yisachar quotes. There's a parallel between these Midos. And according to the Arizal and the Gra, the first of the Midos HaRachamim is Kale. Kel connotes strength, and the Midah, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives strength and refuah to illness. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu uses that name of Hashem when he davens for Miriam. Kelna Rafanala. Kelna, right? And that's the name of Hashem and the attribute that he uses. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer? With a Kal Vachomer. That's not Stam, to say a drasha. Let's go to the Beis Medrash. No, Kal Vachomer is parallel to Kel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, yes, I'm using that midah that you're asking me to use. I'm going to use it to heal. Fascinating. That the Yigam Midos, again, I have to look in to see if you can find all of the Midos and the Binyan Avs and what exactly that is parallel to. Okay, so we're back to our Kal Vachomer. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiyah says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you should be able to sell Maaser Sheni based on a Kal Vachomer. So the first one was from Truma. So this one is going to be directly from Shemitah. Ma im Shvius She'ein Parin Chov Midameha. Shemitah, you're not allowed to use Shemitah to repay a loan. She'ein Parin Chov Midameha. Mutar L'Mocher, and yet you're allowed to sell Shemitah produce. Right? You're not allowed to sell Shemitah produce to make a super profit. Right? That La'achlo V'lo L'Schora. But for basic needs, you're allowed to sell. If a farmer wants to sell to make some basic money in order for his necessities, he's allowed to sell Shemitah's Peir Shvius. So if Shemitah, which you're not allowed to use to repay a loan, but you're allowed to sell it, Maaser Sheni, Sheparin Chov Midama, V'Enodishi Yimutu L'Macher. So Maaser Sheni, there's no issur of repaying a loan with Maaser Sheni value. So if Maaser Sheni, which you can repay a loan, so surely you should be able to sell it. So that's the Kal Vachomer directly from Shemitah. So before we knock out the Kal Vachomer, we wonder, well, where do we know that from? Where do we know that you're allowed to use Maaser Sheni to repay a loan? So the Gemara just adds in, before we get back to the Kal Vachomer, Ha'ashkachnon Sheparin Chov Midamav. Where do you see that you're allowed to repay a loan with Maaser Sheni value? Ki Detanin and Taman. It's based on a Mishnah later on. The Mishnah later on, Adaf Lamites, which we'll get to, Be'ez Hashem, in about a month. The Mishnah says, Masha Chemenu Maaser Besela. What happens if you're giving me Maaser Sheni fruit and I'm giving you money for it. And I took the Maaser Sheni fruit, but I didn't pay you yet. I'm going to pay you next week. By the time next week comes along, the value of the fruit has changed. It has gone up or down. Say, how much do I pay you? So as we'll see, the rule is going to be, well, in terms of the monetary, the dine mamonis, I pay you based on what it was at T1. Why? Because Mashiach is Kona, right? When I took the fruit, I was Kona it, and I owe you the money, and however much it cost then, that's how much I have to pay. So if it was worth two, and now it's only worth one, I have to pay you two. If it was worth one, and now it's worth two, I have to pay you one. But that's in terms of the Dine Mamonis. In terms of the Pidyon, in terms of the redemption, I have to go by now. Because right now, I'm doing the redemption. And the Kedusha is switching from the fruit onto the money. So when I give the money now, the money's going to have Kedusha. And this is allowed. This is not like what we said yesterday in the beginning of the Mishnah of mochrin or so and all the halachas that we're talking about. Because there, if you remember, we said that's where you want the kedusha to stay on the fruit. You're not allowed to sell Maaser Sheni fruit if the kedusha is going to stay. If I want to sell Maaser Sheni fruit, give it to you and switch the kedusha onto money, that's allowed. That's called pidyon. That's not called mechira. But in the Mishnah, the problem. And we're trying to figure out, right, who is that according to, Meir Yehuda. That's because you want the Kedusha to stay. So it's a pure sale of Maaser Sheni fruit. That's the problem. Okay, so that's the background to the Mishnah. So the Gemara here only quotes the beginning of the Mishnah. But really, as often we've had in Yerushalmi, really the Raya is going to be from the end of the Mishnah, from the Seifa. So what the Mara Folda says on the second line, Mi Seifa Dayek, is going to be Midayek from the Seifa. But what's the case? Let's, if you want to see the whole Mishnah, you can look at the Mishnah later on Daf Lamed Tesma Beis, in the fourth parak. Says the Mishnah, Mashach Mimenu Maaser Besela, I took Maaser Sheni from you, and I agreed, right now it's worth a Sela. V'lo Hispik Liftos V'Hashama B'Shtayim, and now it's worth two. So what do? So I owe you one. I only owe you one, because when I pulled the money from you, so I have to give you one, and that one now has Kedusha. No Sin Lo Sela. Umistaker Sela, and I gain by, now it's worth two, but I don't have to give you a second Sela. So I gain a Sela, but Umaiser Sheni Shalom, but I have to designate another Sela that's going to have Kedusha's Maaser Sheni. Because the Pidyon is happening right now. So I need to change the Kedusha onto two slime, because right now it's worth two. So regarding what I owe you, I only owe you one. But regarding the Maaser Sheni, I have to do two. So therefore, I give you one, that Kedusha is Maaser Sheni, and I designate one for my own, but I keep it, and I can take that to Yerushalayim myself, and buy fruit with it. That's one direction. Right, that's where it was worth one, and then it became worth two. But the raya is going to be from the second half of the Mishnah over there. Mashach mimenu ma'aser b'shtayim. I took what I'm buying ma'aser sheni from you, and I took it, and it's worth two. V'lo hispik liftoso hashamad b'sela. But now, by the time I'm going to pay you, it's only worth one. So what do I do then? So now, as we said, the mechir is I have to give you two, but only one of those is going to have Maaser Sheni Kedusha. Because right now the Maaser Sheni is worth one, the Pidyon is worth one. So I'm going to give you two, but only one of them is going to have Maaser Sheni Kedusha. The Pidyon is going to be Chal. No se lo sela michulyo. So, says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to use Maaser Sheni to fulfill an obligation that you have. So therefore, right now, again, it was worth two, and now it's worth one. So now, so I have to give you one sela, which is going to be the pidyon. The pidyon, you have to be podeh on chulin. The kedusha of the fruit is going to go onto chulin. So I have to give you one sela from my chulin, so that the kedusha of this Maaser Sheni could go on that sela. But the second one that I owe you, that doesn't have to become kadosh now. Right? I just owe you that one. So I could give Maaser Sheni value. I give you my Sasheni coin for that second one that I'm giving you. That's the Raya. Because that second one, again, in the safe of the Mishnah, where it went from two to one. So I have to pay you two. Because as we said, what's the rule? I owe you from T1. Because that's when I did Mashiach. But the Pidyon is happening right now. So I owe you, I have to give you two. So I have to give you two. But what do I have to give you two from? So one of those has to be Chulin. Because the Kedusha of the Maaser Sheni fruit is now going onto that fruit. But the second one, I could give you Maaser Sheni value money. So that shows that I could give Maaser Sheni value money to repay a debt. Because I owe you one, and I could use Maaser Sheni money to repay that debt. So that last line is the Raya of the Mishnah. So now back to our Gemara. Ki detanina taman. Mashach haveno Maaser b'sela, hispik lefdoso hachamad b'shtayim, ... So you have to add in the Raya is from the Seifa of the Mishnah. And that's what the Mara Folde explains. See on the second, third line. The sela min Maaser Sheni shelo, the os, and you, the second sela that you have to give could be from your own prior Maaser Sheni. The oso sela shel Maaser Sheni, that sela Maaser Sheni, harayu kabarecho lemocher. So that's the parechov, because I owe you one, and I'm allowed to pay you with Maaser Sheni money. Shehari ha-maiser eino shave el sela, because the Maaser Sheni is only worth a sela. V'nifte b'sela shel chulin. So it's only one of them has to be chulin that I give you, because that's where the kedusha is going on. V'hasela Maaser Sheni shenosin lo, and the second sela, that's Maaser Sheni, hareyu k'parechov l'mocher, I'm like being parechov. So that's the raya. So now that we've proven that Maaser Sheni can be used to repay a loan. So now we have, let's remember our Kal V'chomer. So that's what Rabbi Yirmiyah said. We have a Kal V'chomer that teaches me that you're allowed to sell Maaser Sheni. If Shemitah, which you cannot use to pay a loan, can be sold, Maaser Sheni, which you can use to repay a loan, that must surely be able to be sold as well. So the Gemara says, maybe not, that Mishnah is not such a raya. That Mishnah is not such a raya. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Shanyahi. No, what's that Mishnah? Remember, what how did we just explain that Mishnah? You were Moshech Maaser Sheni at T1. That was worth two. And now it went down to one. And we try to bring a Raya. You have to give one of Chulin and one of Maaser Sheni. But at the first moment, that Mishnah is not a normal case where I owe you money, Stam. And I can repay with Maaser Sheni. There, at T1, it was clear that you were pulling Maaser Sheni. So the whole, everything that you're allowed to, that's related to that case, is a Maaser Sheni case. Like, you were going to give money that had the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni. So to say that you could repay with Maaser Sheni money, okay, because it was supposed to be Maaser Sheni anyway. Shani, Shemisha Rishona, Maaser Sheni Chayev. Even from Shar Rishona, from the first moment when it was worth two. So you were supposed to have, at that moment, given two things of Chulin that were going to turn into Maaser Sheni. So it went down to be one, but it's still within the world of Maaser Sheni. Ilu chayiv hayalo. If you owed him money for a regular loan, You owed him 100, and now you're going to pay him in fruit with Meiser Sheni value. V'nasa lo Meiser. And then the Mishnah had said, like, in a regular case, that you could give him Meiser Sheni Yos. That would have been a good raya. That would have been a good raya. But that's not the case. Right? The case is where you're already in the world of Meiser Sheni from the first moment. So that doesn't prove to me that Meiser Sheni can be used to repay a loan. So the whole Kal v'Chomer falls apart. Right, the whole Kal v'Chomer is based on the Piron Chov issue that Shvius you can't and Meiser Sheni you can. Maybe Meiser Sheni you can't either. So therefore the whole Kal v'Chomer falls away. So there's no raya that according to Rabbi Yehuda you are allowed to sell Meiser Sheni. And that's why the Gemara now switches positions, even though we had two tries now. We had two tries based on the Kal v'Chomer that Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you're allowed to sell Meiser Sheni. Our Mishnah that says you're not allowed to sell Meiser Sheni is only according to Rabbi Meir, Mamon Gavoa. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would be allowed to. Now the Gemara switches gears and says, we knocked out these two Kal v'Chomers, so we're going to switch. So we're going to say, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to sell Meiser Sheni. Even though Rabbi Yehuda holds Meiser Sheni is Mamon Hedyot, and you could get married with it, but, right, you can't sell. So let's see. Amar Reb Yudin, Masnisa Amar Kain. So now Rabbi Yehuda says, our Mishnah proves Shiva Salamokro. There's another Mishnah, right? There's a Mishnah in Kiddushin that proves to me that you're not allowed to sell Meiser Sheni, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. And again, what does it mean you're not allowed to sell Meiser Sheni? That means selling it and it's going to keep its Kedusha. You're going to sell the fruit and the fruit are going to have the Kedusha. That's the Isser. That's the case of problem. If I'm going to sell it and get money back and then the Kedusha is going to switch onto the money, that's not called selling. That's called Pidyon. And that would be allowed. That would be allowed, even according to Rabbi Meir. Right? But the issue here is that it's going to keep the Kedusha. So, Masnisa Amar Kain, Shuasa L'Mochro. So, the Mishnah elsewhere in Kedushin says that you're not allowed to sell, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanina Taman. Because the Mishnah there talks about, what if I use my Meiser Sheni money to get married? What if, did I know about it? Did she know about it? Did the Kala know about it, that it was my Meiser Sheni money? And therefore, she would be limited, that she would have to go only consume this in Yerushalayim? Did she know that? So Mezid, says the Mishnah, if you knew about it, they both knew that this is Meiser Sheni money, and you're going to have to go up to Yerushalayim to use it. Kidesh, the Kiddushin works. Meaning she was not under any false impressions. She knew what she was getting, and she was acquiesced, and she'll go. So then it works. Shogig lo Kidesh. But if it was Bishogig, she doesn't know that then lo Kidesh, it doesn't work. Why? Because that might be a Kiddushin issue. Because maybe that's not called Hana. I can't eat this here. So we'll have to schlep it up. So lo kidesh. So what's clear from that, the language of that Mishnah, the Mefarshim explained, it's a lashon of bidieved. It doesn't say mikadesh with this. It says whether it works or not. So whether it works or not means you shouldn't do it. So it's clear from that Mishnah that you shouldn't get married with Meiser Sheni fruit. So imat omer yehe moto lamochro yehe moto lakadesh bo. If you say that you would be able to sell it, you should be able to be Mekadesh with it. And if you can't sell it, then you can't be Mekadesh with it. Meaning, Kiddushin and Mechira should have the same rules. So if that Mishnah gives the impression that you're not allowed to get married with Meiser Sheni fruit or value, so it also should prove to me that you're not allowed to sell it. So we assume they go together. Right? And again, the Mefarshim say it's from the Lashon of Bidyevit, so even, and that Mishnah is not limited to Rabbi Meir. So our Mishnah that says, Emochrono, so we say is even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Let me bring a raya. V'had taninan. But what about the following? The Mishnah says in Shvius. Mishnah says in Shvius. Ein lochin avadim v'karko subayim etameya midame Shvius. You're only allowed to buy with Shemitah value items that can be eaten. Right, as it could be eaten. So you're not allowed to buy avadim and karkos, behemoth tamei, non-kosher animals with shmita value. Vim lokach yokel kenegdan, or ye ochel. Right? If you do, so we fine you that you have to get the same amount of value of food that you used to buy and eat that with bikdusha shvias, ye ochel kenegdan. And what do you see? And the Rabbi Yossi extends that Mishnah that just like you're not allowed to sell or buy these items with demei shvius. And Rabbi Yossi is also meres shasa likach isha mi demei shvius. Also, you're not allowed to get married with something of shmita value, because if you can't do mechira, you can't do kiddushin. Dilachain, right? That means di'im lokain, because if you're not, if you don't say that, ma ben kona isha, ma ben kona shifcha. What's the difference between a sale, a buying something, an asset like a shifcha, and getting married? So therefore, you see from there, says the Gemara, that there's a parallel between kiddushin and mechira. Kiddushin is a type of kinyan, and therefore, just like by Shemitah there are limits, so too by Maaser Sheni there would be limits. So kiddushin is compared to, here in our Gemara, is compared to Mechira. That's not the only model that Kiddushin is compared to. There's many sources, we spoke about this at other times, that Kiddushin is compared to Hekdesh, which is also a form of a Kinyan. Hekdesh, but it's a different type of Kinyan. But there are a number of sources in Chazal, just to mention two or three. Right, the first daf of Kiddushin in the Bavli. First daf of Kiddushin in the Bavli, the Gemara says there, Daf Beis Amid Beis, Gemara discusses the language. Ha'isha niknes is the first parak of Kiddushin, and ha'ish mikadesh. So why is there a difference between one parak focuses on the woman, one on the man, and one is a lashon of kinyan, and one is a lashon of mikadesh? So that's what the Gemara talks about here on the first daf of Kiddushin. So the language, the Gemara says, my lishna de rabbanan, why do the rabbanan say ha'ish mikadesh and not ha'ish kone? De aser la akule alma kehektesh. Because the woman becomes usher to the whole world like Hektish. That's an unusual and graphic lashon. She gets married. Okay, she's usher to the world. She becomes an Eishes Ish. But the Gemara says, Kehektish. Usher akul le'alma kehektish. And Tosfos says there, V'harei at mekudeshes chli, klomar liyos li mekudeshes la'olam. Right, Tosfos notes that the language that we use, right, harei at mekudeshes li, right, lashon of Kiddushin. That's Daf Beis in Kiddushin. A couple of Daf later in the Bavli, in Kiddushin. Zayin Amin Aleph. Zayin Amin Aleph. The Gemara talks about, can a man marry a half a woman? Could a woman marry half a man? That's the question the Gemara deals with. So Rava says, Hiskachi li lachatsyai. If a man says to a woman, be married to half of me. So that works. Because really what he means to say is that a man's allowed to be married to more than one woman. So be married to half of me, that just means that, you know, there's more of me that could be married to other people. So that's why it's kashli lachatsi mukudeshes. That works. But the other way, if a man says to a woman, I want to marry half of you, that doesn't work. Chetziech mukudeshes li ain't a mukudeshes. That doesn't work. So the Gemara says, what's the difference? I'm only a bayla rava, maishta chetziech mukudeshes li den mukudeshes. Isha marachmana velochatsi isha. Hachanami isha marachmana velochatsi ish. So the Gemara explains what I just said, that there's a difference. When he says, be married to half of me, that really means that I can be married other women, midaraisa. But a half of you, that doesn't work. So then the Gemara says, Marzutra asks Ravina, why don't we say in the case where he says, I want to be married to half of you, why do you say that it doesn't work? Just say he's married to all of her. And the Kedusha spreads. Chetzik mukudeshes li, v'nifshe lo Kedusha bekula. Let the Kedusha spread. Right, Rashi. Ki amra chetzik mukudeshes li, to mukudeshes b'lashon hektish kamar la. Because after all, mukudeshes is the lashon of hektish. And the Gemara then says, and we know by a karban, if I go to an animal and I say, the leg of this animal should be kadosh, it's all kadosh. Why? Because the Kedusha spreads. So too the Kedusha is spread by Kiddushin. That's unbelievable. Right? There's a parallel between Kiddushin and Hektish. Right? That is Kiddushin Dav Zayin. If you look in Nidarim, Dav Vav, Gemara Nidarim there is also talking about language. They're also talking about a language. And the Gemara there wonders, Rav Papa wonders, Yesh Yad L'Kiddushin O Ein Yad L'Kiddushin. Yad. What is Yad? That's the sugi in the beginning of Nedarim. Yados Nedarim. If I don't say something so explicit, I say a language, I say Aram Kudeshes, I don't say the word Li. Right? I leave something out. That's a Yad. It's a Yad. So do you say it works or not? Do you have to be very explicit by Kiddushin or not? That's the Gemara's question. So the Rush there says, well, what's the issue? What's the root issue here? So the Rush says, The Rush is the commentary on the page in Nedarim. So the Rush says, "Mi yalfi mi Nedarim." Do you learn it from Nedarim? The Nedarim lashon hektish hain shematvis bin dvarim hanedurim v'kiddushin nami lashon hektish. Well, is kiddushin like a neder, and a neder is like hektish, and Yad works there. And how do you know it should be like Hekdish? Of course, the Gemara on Kedushin Daf Beis that we just said, Delachi Kari Lo Kedushin, Das La Kulei Amake Hekdish, Hilkach, Mahani Bu Yakin Nedarim, O Dilma, or Kedushin Nedarim, Tre Mili Ninu, and they shouldn't be compared. So the Rush says that suffix of the Gemara is about whether Kedushin is like Hekdish or not. Right, so you see there's much to discuss in terms of this parallel between Kedushin and Hekdish. There's others, but that is one issue that's mentioned. It's also an interesting discussion that is had relating to Kedushin and Hekdish. And that is, we know there's a rule that Bali Tosfos have called Das Acheres Makne. The Gemara has it. But Bali Tosfos quote that idea in terms of a kedushin of a kinyan, of a katan. A katan can't be kona midaraisa. If a katan picks something up from the ground, a lost item, the Gemara says he only owns that midarabana, not midaraisa. But Bali Tosfos say a person could give something or sell something to a katan midaraisa. That's called das acheres makne. As long as the person is willing it, so to speak, into the reshus of the katan, that works on a daraisa level. Fine, that's a principle. Ask the Nodabi Yehuda in a tshuva, why can't a katan get married? A katan, according to those who can do a kinyan, right? Das acheres makne. As long as somebody's being makne it to the rishus of the katan. So a katana could get married, midaraisa, but a katan can't. So ask the Nodabi Yehuda, why not? A man is kone, the woman is makne. So why don't we say if a katan goes over to a gedola, she is makne herself, das acheres makne, and the marriage should work on a daraisa level. That's the kasha of the Noda Bihuda, Tinyana, Ebene Ezer, Simin Nun Dalid. That's where he asked the kasha. Kasha li al kol aktanim, lama lo yuchlu lekadish isha, shetei mukdeshes afilu midaraisa. Valo kishadasach aris makna, lo, yesh lo kinyin. His question is based on this comparison that our Gemara has between Kiddushin and Kinyin. So why do you say that works? Ulurova poskim afilu minatara dasach aris makna, vahari isha hi gedola, vihi makna atzma lo, valama lo yiknosa. Why wouldn't he be able to be makna her? So he has one answer. The Avdei Miluim, the Ksos, has another answer based on the Ran in Nedarim that Kiddushin works differently than other Kinyanim. So hopefully we'll get back to that at a certain point. But there's a lot to discuss as the Gemara here compares Kiddushin and Kinyan. But let's continue now. Reb Yosi b'shem Zeira, Reb Yudin b'shem Reb Yila. Divrei HaKol hi. As we have been saying, really it's Divrei HaKol. The fact that the Mishnah says you can't sell Maaser Sheni, that's even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Why would Rabbi Yehuda agree that it's different, that you can't sell Maaser Sheni if he holds his Mamon Hedyo? So the Gemara says, Mipnei Pilpulo. Mipnei Pilpulo. What does that mean? According to most, we change the Gersa. According to the Gra here changes it to Zilzulo. It's still a Zilzil, it's a disgrace. It's not appropriate, it's not covet for the Maaser Sheni to sell it. So even though it's Mamon Hedyot, it's Zilzul. If you left the Gra. If you look in the Gilyone Ashas, Rabbi Yosef Engel says here, he says, I think it should be Tiltulo. Tiltulo. Because if you were able to sell it, so then maybe you'll sell it, then somebody else will sell it to the next person, and you're metaltil it, so it might get ruined and rubbed out and go bad. And he quotes the Gemara in Sukkah that says, L'chadchili, you're not supposed to use an esrog that has kedusha, because if I'm going to hold it and you're going to hold it, so it's going to get rubbed out. So he thinks Tiltulo is better. And he brings an unbelievable rye. He says, I think there's a better of a chance that the pay, our girsa of Pilpulo, it got messed up from a tes than a zion. Because I think a pay and a tes are closer to each other than a zion and a pay. And how do I know that from? Unbelievable. He quotes, I think it's better because he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Gimel, where the Gemara says there, a sofer has to make sure that letters don't look like other letters, and he says, Shalo Yaseh Tesin Peifin, Peifin Tesin. So you see from that Gemara in Shabbos that Tesin Pei are more, have more of an affinity to each other. Unbelievable. And therefore he says, if there was a taught with sofer, I think it probably was Tiltulo, not Zilzulo. So that's number one. Reb Yosi, B'shem Reb Acha, Divrei HaKol. A different reason why I think even Reb Yehuda would agree that you can't sell it. Kideshi akol zukukin lemechitzasan, so that everybody's going to need the walls. What does that mean? Pashab Shad, Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So that everybody, even Reb Yehuda, would say that you got to go up to Yerushalayim and bring it up to Yerushalayim. There are more limitations on the selling, so that you're really focused on going up to Yerushalayim. It's not just an asset that you're selling back and forth. Period. So that was all halacha number one of the Mishnah. You can't sell it, and the maskana of the Gemara seems to be that that's l'kulei alma, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. There seems to be a little discussion in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim say you're allowed to sell it according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is against the maskana of the Yerushalmi. Okay, what's the next halacha in the Mishnah? Ketzad ein mamashkinin oso. You can't use it as a collateral. You owe money, you could give Maaser Sheni as the collateral for somebody to hold it until you pay. So, hanichnas l'toch beiso shel chaver l'mashkino, if somebody goes into their friend's house to take a collateral, which the Mefarshim pointed out, maybe it's not literal, because you're not allowed to do that. The Pasuk says, beferish, you're not allowed to go into a house to take a collateral. But, let's say you do, al yamashke Maaser Sheni shelo, don't take Maaser Sheni. Tani, v'lo marhinin oso. And all marhinin is just the same thing, but just from the borrower's vantage point. He can't give Maaser Sheni. The guy can't take Maaser Sheni as a collateral, and you shouldn't give Maaser Sheni as a collateral. Also, if you go to a store and you're buying stuff on credit, don't give Maaser Sheni money as a part of the credit that he's going to hold on to as his security. What if you did use it? What if you did use it as a collateral? Do we fine you at all? Do we fine you at all? So the Gemara is going to quote a brisa, and we're going to see on tomorrow's daf, the brisa is going to be expanded to teach me about whether he fines you or not. Well, let's see from the following. You know what? I guess let's wait here before we start the brisa. We'll start with the first wide line, by the Shem, and we'll continue on daf Gimel next time. But again, this is in terms of the second halacha of the Mishnah, and that is mashkon. Okay, we'll stop here.